Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The Bob Seska Show.
Bob Seska.
Today's Rachel Maddow Show Award for Headline Excellence goes to Bob Seska.
The Bob Seska Show.
From our nation's capital, it is Tuesday, August 9, 2022, and this is the Bob Seska Show on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network. How you doing? I'm Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Hi. Day 567 of the Biden-Harris administration. 90 days until the 22 midterms. Find me on Instagram, TheBobSeska, Twitter, BobSeska_go, and our Patreon is BobSeskaShow.com. Plus, you can follow Buzz Burbank at Michael J. Elston on Twitter. And lots to talk about today, so there he is.
You say Buzz Burbank.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
you said it all.
No, those are just last week's jokes. I didn't mean to clog the toilet.
I knew that was you. Hi.
The janitor is so upset. Hi, Bob. Hi, everybody.
Welcome.
He's Bob. I'm Buzz. And the past 2 years of our text messages have been intimate.
Hey.
Not that intimate. This was the week we couldn't find the January 6th text from the Secret Service, Homeland Security, and the Pentagon. But we did find all of Alex Jones's.
But I can't unsee them.
Jones' texts reportedly include intimate chats with Roger Stone.
Mm-hmm.
Stone says the texts were intimate because they were praying together. Pretty sure at least one of them was kneeling.
Not that there's
anything wrong with that.
I just threw up a little bit.
God bless him. Of course, the big story in yesterday's FBI raid, Mar-a-Lago, that's the big one.
Mm-hmm.
Trump says the FBI broke into his safe. Actually, they didn't have to break in. They just guessed the combination. 1, 2, 3. Oh, and Trump kids Ivanka and Don Jr. have testified for the New York Attorney General's investigation into their dad's business. Trump now says he barely met Ivanka and Don Jr. used to get him coffee. How soon they forget.
Yep.
I got a new game for you. It's called Guess the News Quote. Are you ready for Guess the News Quote?
Gotcha.
Who said it? No one's a bigger threat to democracy than Donald Trump.
Who said that? I don't know.
Yeah. That was returning champion Dick Cheney. He would know. And this is so frustrating. We had today's show all ready to go, and then at the last minute, Bernie Sanders showed up to make some changes.
Yeah, you know, we just played this one recently, but it seems like that kind of day, doesn't it?
Would you like to hide that Trump in a padded room? Could we just decide to lock him away real soon?
He could gloat and tweet and brag about inaugural signs.
Tell him goodbye.
You can't let that happen to me.
talking about Mike Mary in Ann Arbor. Oh, my God. Rocky MNT and Mike on Twitter. Yep. Are we gloating over this? I don't know. I guess this would qualify as gloating. I'm happy to do it.
Cautiously gloating. And my reason, I'll give it to you right up front, is this is as motivating to Republican voters as the recent abortion decisions and shootings have been for Democratic voters.
For now, at least.
Yeah. So be concerned about that. And it's just another reason to underscore the need to get everybody to vote.
Yeah. Well, I have a feeling that all of these red hats who are screaming about whatever the fuck it is they're screaming about, same bullshit that they've been saying even before this happened. I mean, remember at CPAC, they were already talking about defunding the FBI and the Department of Justice. This is days and days before everything went down at Mar-a-Lago yesterday.
Perhaps they knew it was coming.
Right. I think they have had their problems with the Department of Justice. Certainly, pre-dawn raids for all of our favorite people, including Rudy Giuliani, including Paul Manafort, on down the line. The thing is, though, as soon as they find out what was in this warrant, as soon as they find out the evidence, I don't know that they're going to continue down this avenue of screeching and
especially
freaking out.
Yeah. Especially, Bob, if it turns out that what this reveals is the sale or trade of these documents to any foreign government.
Right.
I don't think even the red hats are going to go along with that. We'll see. But this is one of a number of things that tilt the odds in our direction. As Democrats, we have been handed a gift. We've been handed, actually, a Christmas tree full of gifts as we approach this election.
Yeah.
It includes the work of the January 6th committee. It includes this raid on Mar-a-Lago. It includes magically getting the text of Alex Jones to Roger Stone, to Sean Hannity, this is to Mark Meadows. This is going to be fun. And this goes back to, and I predicted this, and I'm so proud that I was correct about this, that this investigation, this whole thing will culminate in the Willard Hotel was the connection between the Oath Keepers who led the violence at the Capitol and between Donald Trump. And there's so much going on to bring all this together. Mm-hmm. But in addition, this is all on top of the Biden victories of the last week. And I worry a little bit, some of us are worried, that this raid and some of the other exciting things that are happening, like getting Alex Jones's text, it will overshadow the incredible accomplishments of this administration in the last 2 years, and especially in the last week.
Well, just remember, too, that the Inflation Reduction Act has not passed yet. It hasn't been signed by Joe Biden yet. But as soon as that happens,
and
that story will come back in the news. That'll be a story for a few days. Yeah, yeah. Good, remember, we're only, I don't know, I want to say a month, maybe a little bit more than a month out from the early voting beginning, from mail-in voting beginning in some states. I think some states like Illinois, for example, they start their early voting, I think, something like 40 days ahead of Election Day. And, of course, the different states have different timelines for those things. But I think about 40, 45 days out, that's when some of the states start opening the polls, whether it's mail-in, whether it's early voting, et cetera. So, yeah, I'm not concerned about distractions. We're going to absorb the fun and chaos of,
yeah, I'm just saying we have so much going for us now. Yeah. We were down. We were on the ropes heading into this vital election. And I've had concerns. Others have had concerns that whether Democrats would step up for the moment. Mm-hmm. And it looks like the chances keep improving that they will. We've been handed an opportunity here. We've been handed a plate full of prizes.
Yeah.
And it would be foolish of us to squander them. Let's take these across the finish line. Let's do this.
And it's coinciding, too, with my favorite new meme. I think everyone's favorite new meme, which is the Dark Brandon meme. I think adds a layer of ownership to the Biden administration, to the Biden presidency. Whereas before, that's Joe Biden. He's a decent guy and he's doing an okay job. But now with this Dark Brandon thing, everyone is really on board with the idea of this badass, evil, Republican slayer with his laser eyes. You know,
we need to be careful here because Republicans are already trying to dominate the narrative that this is a politically motivated investigation. And we need to keep pounding at the fact that, no, this is a criminal investigation. We need to keep making that clear. Do not let them control the narrative on this subject. And I worry a little bit that the Dark Brandon meme feeds that narrative a little bit, that this is political and he's out for revenge and that sort of thing. This, in fact, didn't come from the White House at all. It came from Merrick Garland and Christopher Wray and other Republicans at the Justice Department.
Yeah, well, speaking of Christopher Wray, I think what flies in the face of this whole idea that it's a political attack, it's horseshit. No, they're going to scream they're going to scream that no matter what happens.
You and I know that, but I want people to be out there shouting the truth louder than that lie. We cannot let them dominate this narrative. Let's nip this in the bud. Let's dominate this narrative now with it's a criminal investigation, not a political investigation. And so it can't seem to come, in my opinion, it can't seem to come from Biden. It has to, he's got plenty to take credit for, including selecting Merrick Garland as the Attorney General. If only the Republicans had made him a Supreme Court justice.
Well, remember, too, that Donald Trump appointed Christopher Wray, and it's important to highlight this. This is Donald Trump's statement on June 7, 2017, upon appointing Christopher Wray to replace Jim Comey as the director of the FBI. He said, I am proud to announce Christopher Wray is my choice as the director of the FBI. He is an impeccably qualified individual, and I know that he will again serve his country as a fierce guardian of the law and model of integrity. And we should also highlight the fact that Christopher Wray's law firm, prior to Christopher Wray becoming the director of the FBI, his law firm represented the Trump family's real estate ventures.
Right.
Wray himself represented Chris Christie in the Bridgegate investigation. Right. Trump said Wray, again, is a man of impeccable credentials.
He was right.
Yeah, I mean, so no matter, I mean, they're going to scream all kinds of horrendous shit, and we're going to play.
We can't let them.
We're going to play a clip of Dan Bongino here in a minute, just handling everything like the grown-ups that they are, right? And so I think it's full steam ahead. I think justice is going to plow forward. The rule of law is going to plow forward on this.
Yep.
The facts are going to emerge, making everything they're saying now, next week, next month, next year, a big pile of horseshit as it normally is. Because the evidence is going to come out on these things. Donald Trump has in his possession, his lawyers have in their possession, copies of this search warrant with all the details in there. And if Donald Trump was really concerned about getting the facts of this investigation out to the public, out to his Red Hat fanboys, they would release that warrant. They're perfectly within their rights to release this warrant to the public, but they won't. And the big question is, why?
Well, of course, we should keep demanding it anyway. We need to control this narrative. Do not let this get away from us.
Yeah.
This is very important that this thing appear to be and is above board every step of the way.
Right, right. Well, irrespective of how we all handle this, my concern is that cable news will turn this into, well, hang on, everybody. This can be really dicey for the Republic.
You're right.
We don't know. I mean, and already you got Andrew Yang in particular, the guy who's founded his new third party. I guess it's called the Forward Party.
Mm-hmm.
He released a statement today. He said, I'm no Trump fan. I want him as far away from the White House as possible. But a fundamental part of his appeal has been that it's him against the corrupt government establishment. This rage strengthens that case for millions of Americans who will see this as an unjust persecution.
Uh-huh. It's true.
Well, Andrew Yang clearly is opposed to the rule of law. And also, there's lots of eliminationist rhetoric, lots of threats of violence and violent sort of hints. Hints at those sorts of things, right?
Right. The word war has come up a number of times.
Oh, yes.
How afraid of that should we be? Because on one hand, we did witness January 6th and the brutality associated with it. But on the other hand, we've seen 800 some people being prosecuted by the Department of Justice. And Trump said, to the effect that Americans would rise up and take to the streets if he were to be prosecuted. And you know how many people showed up to support him outside Mar-a-Lago last night?
It was like 12.
Angry Trump supporters. Yeah, a dozen, about a dozen people. That's the mob you have to be afraid of. And I think as some of those folks look around at the 800 and some people being prosecuted for their parts in this, they may think twice about that. Mm-hmm. I'd say keep an eye open for violence. I think violence, isolated violence, is likely, but I don't think we have to worry about a civil war. Yeah. I think it's lost its momentum, frankly.
Yeah, well, I think we don't back down from the rule of law, and this is in response to Andrew Yang. We don't back down from the rule of law when a bunch of screeching morons threaten violence. I mean, that's when everything goes out the door. When you can overrule the rule of law by threatening some sort of whatever it is, insurrection against the Justice Department, whatever it is they're saying on Fox News Channel right now, then the rule of law is entirely irrelevant.
I know he has his followers, and they are not few, but I wonder how much attention the general public will be paying to Andrew Yang with all this other news going down. Everything from the Inflation Reduction Act to the raid on Mar-a-Lago and everything in between.
Well, I mean, it's not just Andrew Yang. Andrew Yang represents a broader series of talking points that we're hearing coming out of some of the people who would rather this not have happened.
Of course.
Who would say, this is not, you know, we're concerned about the ramifications, the backlash of doing this. There's going to be political violence and all the rest of it. Andrew Yang just represents that point of view, one of many voices, and we've heard it all over the Red Hat Entertainment Complex for the last 12 hours or so, too.
And the Back the Blue crowd is now afraid of law enforcement, is now concerned about law enforcement overreach. This is your Back the Blue crowd complaining about law enforcement.
Right. Yes. Marjorie Taylor Greene, in particular, calling for a defunding of the FBI. And she's not the only one, as I said before.
No, disbanding. Others have called for that.
Yeah. Well, there's a whole panel that took place at CPAC where they were talking about defunding, as I said at the top of the show, the FBI and the Department of Justice.
Sure.
These are the law and order people, and what they want to do is defund law and order. I mean, the FBI is the police force for the federal government.
Right.
That's what they do. That's the point of the FBI. And so basically, they're being mean to Donald Trump, so let's take all their money away and disband the FBI versus maybe reforming local police departments, how we train our cops so that they're not strangling people to death.
These are the same people who think a Black Lives Matter protest is the same as the January 6th violent insurrection.
That's right. We should also note, too, going back to Christopher Wray for a moment, that every single Senate Republican, with the exception of two guys on the Republican side who didn't cast a vote that day, voted for Christopher Wray's confirmation. The final vote was 92-5 to confirm Christopher Wray as the FBI director. All of these guys have skin in the game as far as this goes.
And this is important for us to keep emphasizing, too. Let's keep this at the forefront. The two of the most prominent voices on the January 6th committee are Republicans. Most if not all of the people testifying for the committee are Republicans. The head of the Justice Department, Merrick Garland, is arguably a Republican, being a Federalist, and Christopher Wray, as head of the FBI, clearly a Republican and a Federalist, and yet they have all seen fit to abide by the structure, the constitution of this government, rather than bow to Donald Trump.
Right. And so let's be clear about what's going on here in terms of this search warrant, in terms of this raid at Mar-a-Lago. There is no way this happens on just some minor hunch.
No.
Like, the magistrate judge who apparently approved this search warrant is not going to approve a search warrant against a former president for the first time in American history without copious, unequivocal evidence along those lines. And yes, innocent until proven guilty. That's the way the system works. However, this got approved because the FBI brought two the judge myriad evidence showing mm-hmm. that a crime was in process of taking place. Frank Fragluzzi was on with Lawrence O'Donnell last night on MSNBC talking about how, well, no, this wasn't a crime that occurred 6 months ago or a year and a half ago. This is a crime that is in the process of occurring. That is why you get a search warrant like this, on top of the fact that clearly Donald Trump, as he always does, refused to fully cooperate with National Archives or the FBI.
And why did the DOJ get ahead of its own investigation? Why did it get ahead of the January 6th committee and conduct and get this warrant with the permission of Merrick Garland, with the permission of Christopher Wray, and with the permission of this judge who had to be convinced that there was evidence of a crime? This is a counterintelligence investigation. There is reason to believe, one of the theories being floated at least, is that Trump was trading or selling this material to a foreign government. Wow. What's the urgency behind this raid? Well, it's to stop a crime in progress, and especially one that relates to our national security.
Yes.
This couldn't wait for anything else. And the other, I guess, pleasing to us thing about this is a crime concealing or secreting away or trading or giving away government secrets prohibits a person from ever holding federal office of any kind.
Yeah.
Again. And so if they were going to choose a crime to go after Trump for, this is a good start. And if I can jump in on this, because I've been doing some reading about this, there's a lot of speculation. When's Trump going to announce that he's running for re-election? It was going to be this fall. He's going to do it ahead of the midterms. And that pissed off a lot of Republicans who were having enough trouble getting elected as it is. And so I think he was planning on doing it around the time of the general election or just after. But now there's some speculation that he may do it any moment now, for two reasons. One, it allows him to claim that this is a political persecution because he's running for president in 2024. Mm-hmm. That won't fly, by the way, but he'll make that claim, and many people will believe him. And the other reason is he can actually use this to shield. Once he's declared, it makes it harder, trickier, for the Justice Department to go after him. However, we are way far out from the 2024 election, and Merrick Garland did approve this warrant, so I don't think, despite the system that's set up there, the Justice Department, I don't see any reason why Merrick Garland wouldn't also approve charges even as Trump is a declared candidate.
Well, the catch here is, I think this investigation has been going on for at least 6 months now, the document theft investigation.
Yes, of course.
So in that regard, because it's already underway, there is much more leeway for the Department of Justice to continue to pursue this, irrespective of whether Donald Trump decides to run for office. So maybe they don't indict him within 90 days of the election, but maybe the day after the election, that's when Donald Trump gets indicted. And it doesn't matter whether in that period of time he decides to run for president, which he probably will, because he'll do anything to wiggle out of jeopardy. And as Mary Trump was saying, one of the first times Donald Trump's been in trouble where there's no one to help him. Not daddy,
right.
not the presidency. Right. There's nothing there. Not Bill Barr.
Not the military. Yeah. No.
Right.
Even the Republican Party has abandoned his legal claims. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's all.
Alone.
That's all good. I'm not overly concerned about that rule. If they were going to launch an investigation, they probably wouldn't do it within that moratorium period.
Does give Trump some political capital with his base, being able to claim that he's being persecuted. It would give him that opportunity. But it's certainly no reason to shy away from doing this. I think, where are all the people today who were criticizing Merrick Garland? I think he's doing a great job. I'm pretty happy with him today.
Yes, and as we've been discussing for the last few weeks, aren't you glad that he's taken his time and put the evidence together?
Got to get it right.
Kept the leaks to an extreme minimum, if at all.
Right.
I mean, we haven't seen any leaks, really. I mean, we've gotten some indications here and there that there's something happening with a grand jury, but no full-throated confirmations from the Department of Justice at all.
No, not a word.
So in this respect, Merrick Garland and secondarily, Christopher Wray, Donald Trump's appointee, Christopher Wray. Got to make sure we emphasize that.
Right.
They have been doing this completely on the level, and now they're cashing in those chips for a huge, unprecedented thing that is obviously making our political opposition go absolutely bananas. And, you know, there may be some acting out physically along the way, but again, we got to just keep plowing forward with the rule of law and know that these guys are doing things in a professional way, in an on-the-level way that is unimpeachable. So, you know, Kevin McCarthy can make all the threats that he wants about saving your documents. Suddenly, as they were saying on MSNBC last night, suddenly Kevin McCarthy's concerned about document preservation. Wasn't before yesterday, but suddenly yesterday he's all into Merrick Garland making sure he retains his documents. Yeah, you know what? Merrick Garland's going to retain all the documents. That's Merrick Garland is always going to be ready to go down and testify before a House committee. But yeah, this is Kevin McCarthy's statement where he's threatening the attorney general. I've seen enough. The Department of Justice has reached an intolerable state of weaponized politicization. When Republicans take back the House, we will conduct immediate oversight of this department, follow the facts, and leave no stone unturned. Attorney General Garland, preserve your documents and clear your calendar. That's the big threat.
Other Republicans have been saying, Democrats, preserve your documents and clear your calendar. And McCarthy, of course, was talking about when we win the election. And up to this point, it appears that Republicans probably would retake the House. I think the tables have turned. We have seen seismic shifts in the polls in recent weeks over developments as gas prices continue to fall and Biden keeps scoring victories and getting things done. And this Trump investigation continues and deepens. The tide has turned, I think, considerably in our favor. Here in Florida, Val Demings now tied with Marco Rubio. There's a real chance to take back that office, and I intend to help. And Governor Crist, Charlie Crist, for governor, appears to have a very real chance now against weakening by the day Ron DeSantis.
Oh, God, yeah. So many things are shifting.
Yes.
And it started with the Dobbs decision. Kansas was a huge bellwether. Series of immense legislative achievements that have occurred here in the meantime.
There were times much of this summer that I was concerned that maybe we didn't really stand a chance. The numbers indicated that Republicans were headed for victory this fall and that we were headed for defeat. I see that turning around. I see races evening up, and I see seismic shifts in the public's general feeling about the parties, Republican and Democrat.
Exactly. Now, in terms of the overall Republican reaction to this, it just is a hypothetical, and I'm not going too extreme with this. Obviously, there could be things that are a lot worse than what I'm about to say in the remaining, whatever the FBI seized at Mar-a-Lago yesterday.
Right.
So let's say the FBI has in its possession either testimony, documentation, or both, indicating that Donald Trump has been selling top secret classified documents to the Saudis in exchange for things like, that golf tournament that took place up in Bedminster a couple of weekends ago, or, you know, the $2 billion that they gave to Jared Kushner. I mean, I'm speculating here, but let's just say as a matter of conversation that it's determined that Donald Trump was selling state secrets to the Saudis. What does the Republican Party do at that point, after spending all this time, and maybe this information comes out tomorrow, today, maybe next week, who knows? How do they backpedal, or do they? Because that would be so immensely damaging. Selling defense secrets or national security secrets to the Saudis in exchange for whatever financing Donald Trump is desperate to have, because we all know that Donald Trump is not a real billionaire. His whole empire is being held together with Scotch tape and Russian money and Saudi money. So how do they backpedal from that? How do they escape from having wrapped their arms and legs around Donald Trump in defense of him over this raid, and yet this information comes out?
I think, as with Nixon, some of those diehards will go down with him. They will go down with him. However, I think many others will jump ship. I think we will see that soon. The way things are stacking up, some of these folks are going to have to let go of the good ship Trump at some point.
Yeah.
Other people who've decided to go down with the ship will go down with the ship.
Oh, by the way, breaking news. The D.C. Court of Appeals has just said the House Ways and Means Committee can obtain Donald Trump's tax returns from the IRS. Wow.
Wow.
Excellent. There's another big one.
Excellent.
Holy fucking shit. Oh, by the way, Candace Owens just tweeted that the FBI must be legally and formally dissolved. Yes, so Law and Order. Mm-hmm. Law and Order. The Law and Order people.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So many things happening all at the same time. Plus, Dan Bongino's head exploding on Fox News. I want to pick apart that audio. That's going to give us a sense, a clear sense in terms of what the Red Hat Entertainment Complex is saying about all of this and how counterfactual it is and how easy it will be to blow holes through it as soon as the evidence drops. So we'll talk about that and a whole lot more here coming up on our big Tuesday show. Lots of fun still to come here. Okay, so if you're pissed off at cable news and other very serious political analysts these days, here's a great way to support independent media, specifically this podcast. For just $5 per month, you can support our Patreon page as we guide you through the madness and chaos of our politics. But it's not just about supporting shows like this one. You're also going to get bonus content as a reward for your monthly support. We're talking about exclusive access to our Shadow Docket show recorded after the end credits on our Tuesday and Thursday shows. So you get access to the Patreon app, too, where you can download the free show and our bonus content. Plus, you can join the discussion with our community of Patreon members in the comments under each episode. All that for just $5 per month, just pennies per show. Don't miss out. BobSeskaShow.com. That's where you get it. Bookmark it. Send it to all your friends. And we thank you.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Bob Seska!
The great Marina Rocks. Love Marina Rocks. This is a track from her new album. It's called Cray Cray. It's the album is called From Austin to Houston. I'm sorry. The album is just called Austin to Houston. So delete the from part of that. I got a link in the description to support Marina Rocks. You gotta buy this album. You gotta have this album in your collection. So many great songs on it. Including this one here. Bob Seska, BobSeska.com/music to submit. Thank you for doing that. Yeah.
Pretty voice, pretty song.
Yes, and one of the best guitarists I think I've ever heard. She is an absolute master. If you're into listening to the music part of your music, no one better than Marina Rocks. All right. On top of wonderful vocals, too. So let's see. Getting back into things here. Dan Bongino was on Fox News Channel with Jesse Waters.
Right.
Jesse Waters, who was the prep school bully in every 80s teen movie, was hosting Dan Bongino as Dan Bongino's head repeatedly exploded on cable news. This was not pleasant to see. And this is all born out of desperation and panic. Let's make no mistake. Everything that's going on Fox News Channel is a consequence of these guys just losing their minds because, yeah, you know what? It's the rule of law, fuckers. That's how this works. Here's Dan Bongino on Fox News yesterday.
Let's go to Dan Bongino, the host of Unfiltered on Saturday nights. Dan, your quick emotional reaction. I think everyone's a little emotional here about this raid.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, I mean, you think? This is some third world bullshit right here. Let me say it again. Third world bullshit. I mean, every word of that. I don't care that it's cable news. I was a federal agent. Really? I raised my right hand.
That's terrifying.
And I swore to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. And I love this country. This is a freaking disgrace. A disgrace. We don't live in Cuba. We don't live under Kim Jong-un. We live in a constitutional republic, a representative democracy. You have a bunch of FBI agents raiding the home of a former president because they don't like his politics?
No, that's not why.
Yeah, exactly. I'm glad you stopped it here because this is the message that we as Democrats, as progressives, have to get out on social media and in our conversations and in our lives, that this is not political. The Justice Department doesn't, can't, won't, and didn't conduct this raid because of Trump's politics. They did it because of his crimes.
Yes, that's right. You know what's third world about this, by the way? You know, he kept saying this is third world bullshit.
Right.
It's third world when you have a president using the White House as a shield against legal liability.
Using the military or the Justice Department.
Yeah, yes. And committing crimes with impunity. That's what's bullshit. That's what's third world. The guy is a fucking tin pot dictator who made one mistake too many, who trampled on the law once too often and has now finally gotten caught, made off from the White House with at least 15 boxes of documents, which he finally turned back in. The inventory is something like 100 pages of documents, and three of those pages all contain records of the top secret documents, of the classified documents. So at least three pages. And that was the stuff that he turned over. Probably more. That's why this raid took place.
And it's only three pages because these are abbreviated because they're so classified that many of them can't be properly described.
Yeah.
And that's why that list is so comparatively short to the, 100 pages of non-classified stuff he took. And although, you know, you say he gave back the 15 boxes, did he give back everything that was in the 15 boxes or was some of that in the safe? Well, so it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah. There may be another layer to this. What happened to those documents? Have they been copied? Have they been sold? Has that information been sold? Has it been distributed?
Where did they get the tip for this? Who squealed on Trump and said the things you're looking for are in that safe? Because they had to be able to show that to the judge before they could have this raid.
Yeah.
So clearly somebody blew the whistle there. And again, this is pressing because it's a national security investigation.
And you know the thing that I've been repeating a bunch of times, certainly this past summer so far, about the Peter Navarro subpoena from back in February. That subpoena had to do with the grand jury investigating this particular scandal, the document theft scandal.
Right.
So who knows? I mean, I'm not saying it's necessarily Peter Navarro who's snitching on Trump, but I imagine there are many people who might be cooperating here who have details about where the documents might be stored, why they were taken, which documents they might be. And so because a grand jury operates in secret, we don't know for sure. But you know who knows? You know who has that evidence in his possession right now?
Donald Trump.
Yes. Yeah. And he's withholding it. As I was saying before, he's withholding that documentation for some reason. Like, he could drop that. There's no reason why Donald Trump wouldn't distribute something that was exculpatory like this. Right. But he's not. And I wonder why he's not. I think the reason
Show us
answers a lot of questions.
Show us the warrant.
Yeah.
If you're really innocent, show us the warrant.
Right, right. So more with Dan Bongino here.
Are you kidding me? You've spent this whole show, Jesse, and I've spent my entire time either on Fox or on my podcast exposing the left for claiming Russia interfered in election as Hillary Clinton paid off a bunch of foreign agents, her team, literally to fabricate a story.
Okay, that's all false. Right. That's all wrong. We know for a fact that Russia interfered with our election. The disinformation, this has all been proven. This was all in the Mueller report. Rampant disinformation pumped into social media. We also know that that Hillary Clinton was not the originator of the Michael Steele investigation. Right. That's not how that all worked. So everything he just said, he's relying on the fact that Fox News is a bubble and that everyone who watches Fox News doesn't bother to actually look up the real facts and all of this. Right. They just listen to assholes like Dan Bongino, right?
That occupied the nation for 4 years. What's she doing right now? Getting a manicure in freaking Chappaqua.
Yeah, no, she's eating popcorn in freaking Chappaqua is what she's doing. She's loving this, right, Hillary? Yeah.
Well, that was some weird shit.
Yeah, it is some weird shit.
She's not doing squat.
So what?
Nothing.
What does that have to do with anything?
What's she supposed to do? She doesn't have a job.
I know. She's done being Secretary of State, and she's done with politics.
Hunter Biden is having sex on tape while doing crack.
He is right now? How does Dan Bongino know that? Oh, he means on the laptop that doesn't exist. Oh, right. That thing, right? That's being investigated, by the way, by the fucking FBI, Dan. Mm. Jesus Christ. The FBI, yes, is investigating Hunter Biden. That's going on. Chill the fuck out. Jesus Christ.
While doing crack. And what is he doing? He's living in a Malibu mansion.
Under investigation by the federal government.
And yet the president, the former president, who, whether you agree with him or not on his claims about the election, whether you agree or not, we still live in a country where you are allowed to challenge an election. There's even a process. The ECA.
But you're not allowed to stage a coup against Congress. You're not allowed to invade, occupy, and attempt to overthrow the Article I power. Sorry.
And with 60 lawsuits, Trump's already tried the process.
Right.
Hey, the Electoral Count Act. You may not like it, but it's a process. How do I know it's a process? Because some people are trying to reform it.
Oh,
you
so
may
dumb.
Not like it, but now you send the FBI. Let me tell you something. I have paid due deference.
He doesn't realize that this is about the document theft. He thinks this is about the election. He thinks this is about the insurrection.
Right.
He doesn't even know that it has to do with the document theft. And it's quite obvious that that's what it's all about.
For a long time, and a lot of listeners didn't like it because I work with some very good people over there who have since retired. The management of the FBI has now shredded any single shred sliver of credibility this agency had left. Nobody will take them seriously from this point on.
Oh, nobody? Really? Are you sure about that? I think a lot of people take the FBI really seriously, and they
should. A majority, I'd venture.
Yes.
It is over. You've heard the examples. Stone, Manafort, Cohen, over and over. Are they good guys? Are they bad guys? I don't know. I don't care.
He doesn't know anything. I imagine Dan Bongino makes a lot of statements like that, where he's like, Stone, Manafort, Carter Page, I don't know anything. Why would I know anything? I'm just a guy talking on Fox News Channel.
I don't know them. All I'm telling you is you cannot tell me we still live in a constitutional republic and not the freaking third world when you have Hillary Clinton paying foreign agents to interfere with an election, people lying under oath repeatedly, Hunter Biden doing crack on tape, and what happens? Where are the federal agents? They're not in Malibu. They're not in Chappaqua. They're in Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, you know why they're not in Chappaqua? Because Hillary Clinton turned over all the evidence requested of her from the FBI. That all happened, right? She operated 1,000% within the boundaries of the law, testified for 11 hours before a House committee. This all occurred. And because it occurred, there was no need for a raid of the Clinton home in Chappaqua. That's how that all went down. Again, the bubble aspect of this allows them to say anything. And just like a bunch of little baby birds, all the Red Hat fanboys watching Fox News Channel just suck it down like Coca-Cola. It's unbelievable.
And for us, so what does that mean to us? What does it mean to progressives? It means we have to tell the truth louder and more frequently than they tell the lies. We have to show up and vote and overcome them, because this is the sort of thing that motivates the Republican base. Our side is motivated. Now their side is motivated. Let's get out there and get this done.
Yes. And the facts of this case, the facts of this investigation, the facts of the search warrant will absolutely be the platform upon which we can do that. So, yes, right. Absolutely.
This is some third world garbage that happened tonight.
Okay, he's got one thing that he keeps saying right. over and over again.
Third
and
world garbage.
That's all he's got. It's third right. world.
Bullshit.
God, did he even see the last or the previous administration? Did he even observe the Donald Trump presidency and understand that the way Donald Trump operates and continues to operate is exactly like a third world dictator, strongman.
He was looking at the world through a rose-colored hat.
Donald Trump wanted the military to shoot peaceful protesters in right. the legs so right. he could go do a photo op in front of a church.
He wanted them to seize voting machines. He wanted a lot of things from the Defense Department and the Justice Department, and thank goodness he didn't get them.
I mean, he extorted Ukraine in order to cheat in the 2020 election.
Uh-huh.
Let's be clear about that. The insurrection began in April of 2020 when he tried to strong-arm Zelensky into just announcing an investigation into Burisma.
Right. Right.
God damn it.
And I'm telling you, the FBI management, here's a solution. Last thing. We have now got to win in 2022. You have no choice now, folks.
Hear that?
Oh, we don't like the swampy Republicans. I don't like them either. Republicans may not be the solution to your problems, but Democrats are certainly the cause of all your problems right now. If there was ever a clarion call to remove your ass from the seat and go vote in 2022, this is it.
You hear that at the end. That was his head exploding. That was the sound.
That's our slogan. You may not like the Democrats, but you definitely won't like the Republicans.
Yes. Oh, wow. Got some blood spatter all over the Fox News studio there.
Yeah. Like a melon, wasn't it?
Gross. Some poor intern had to stay late cleaning up all the mess after Dan Bongino.
A busted watermelon.
So, I mean, as far as this coming up midterm, what he was talking about, well, we've got to win this midterm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, guess what? Joe Biden's still going to be president. Merrick Garland's still going to be attorney general. Right. Christopher Wray is still going to be the director of the FBI. Nothing is going to fucking change as far as that goes. I mean, they could vote to defund all that shit, but uh-huh. Joe Biden's never going to sign that. Are you kidding me?
No. But the House will launch if the Republicans get control of the House, as was predicted earlier this summer, but may not necessarily be true now. But if they were to get control of the House, you bet they'll launch a thousand investigations into the Biden administration, the Justice Department, Merrick Garland and Christopher Wray, and on and on and on.
Yeah.
So again, another reason for us to get to the polls, because they're fired up. We have to continue to be fired up. In fact, we have to go bigger and we have to control the messaging. That's my message today, is we have to take control of the messaging here and now.
Yeah, no amount of accomplishments on behalf of Joe Biden and the congressional Democrats will last as long as we don't vote to protect those accomplishments, because right. the first thing they'll do
right,
if they
right.
get the if they win back Congress and then they win back the White House is they will repeal the Inflation Reduction Act. They will repeal all this shit. They will pardon Donald Trump and all of his henchmen. Those are things that will be, I mean, you can bet on it. These are things that will absolutely happen if we don't hustle and bring the energy to every election moving forward. And when they, right. when I say they'll repeal the Inflation Reduction Act, that means they'll get rid of the thing that said we're going to reduce carbon emissions by 40% of the right. next 8 years.
Right.
They will fuck us all over, making human extinction an even greater possibility than there already is, right?
Yeah, and more, yes.
Yeah. So the president of the FBI Agents Association, Brian O'Hare, was quoted in the Washington Post today. He said, search warrants are issued by federal judges. Quote, they must satisfy detailed and clear procedural rules and are the product of collaboration and consultation with relevant Department of Justice attorneys. FBI agents, he added, quote, perform their investigative duties with integrity and professionalism and remain focused on complying with the law and the Constitution.
Right.
Fact. All right. This wasn't a rogue group of FBI agents deciding to make Donald Trump's life miserable for a day.
This isn't the deep state. This is the, this is a judge who approved this warrant after it got approved by both Christopher Wray, head of the FBI, and Merrick Garland, head of the Justice Department that oversees the FBI.
Meantime, Neil Katyal was on Morning Joe today. He said, quote, Donald Trump, you have a copy of the warrant. It explains what they were looking for, what statutes they think were violated, what judge signed off on that. If you believe this is such an abuse, release the warrant and let us decide for ourselves. But as I've been saying, he will not. He'll never do it.
But we should keep calling for it anyway, just the same as they kept clamoring for Hunter's laptop. Let's keep demanding to see that warrant. If he's innocent, he has nothing to hide. And that's another message we can pound along the way.
Yeah, yeah. Well, remember when we were demanding to see the transcript of his phone calls with Zelensky?
Right.
And he finally dropped the transcript. And it was like, it was very obvious that he was doing what we all suspected he was doing. But Donald Trump continued to say, oh, yes, it was a perfect call. It was the call was perfect. It was flawless.
What I hear about the contents of Trump's safe is that on one hand, the raid and the warrant were about one thing and one thing only, and that's the compromise of top secret classified material.
Right.
However, it is also legally true that anything else they find in that stack of papers out of the safe or whatever else they may have pulled from that safe, that if they find evidence of another crime, they are obligated to at least consider prosecuting those crimes as well. So don't rule out that possibility. But really, this is a counterintelligence operation.
Yeah, and a couple of the statutes we're talking about here, there's 18 U.S. Code Section 2071 having to do with the concealment, removal, or mutilation generally of federal documents. This, if he's found guilty of doing that alone, he shall forfeit his office and be disqualified from holding any office under the United States. So even if he's merely fined for doing this, and that's a distinct possibility, he may not see jail time because of this, although there is another statute that may be violated as well. But the important thing here is whether Trump decides to run or not, he may not be allowed to run. He may have disqualified himself if found guilty.
Well, and that's very important. But also, if he sold or was in the process of selling these to a foreign power, I would think that would warrant more than just a fine.
So this particular statute shall, it says here, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 3 years or both. But then there's another statute that's being discussed right now among legal experts, and that is 18 U.S. Code Section 793. Remember that number, 18 U.S. Code Section 793, about gathering, transmitting, or losing defense information. This has to do with the national defense. This is Pentagon information, foreign policy, weaponry, the military. That penalty is either a fine or 10 years in prison or both.
There you go.
I
think that's a necessary. I think that's a necessary outcome of this, and because it is a very real possibility, that's what I'm going to keep hoping for.
Yeah, yeah. Well, here's the catch in all of this, and that is, I don't believe an ex-president can actually serve prison time because he would require Secret Service protection. So there is maybe something that will prevent Donald Trump from actually literally going to prison. Could turn out to be some sort of
house arrest.
Obviously, a gigantic penalty would go along with that. Plus, he would lose his ability to run for president again or serve in any capacity in politics. You know, obviously we want him to go to jail, but his life is never going to be the same again.
Well, if they don't, even if they don't put him in a cell, I hope they at least make him wear the orange jumpsuit.
Yes. And I think the very next thing that we can expect in all of this is an indictment. I think that is the next item to come up in this process.
A source that would have reason to reasonably conclude this believes that that indictment against Donald Trump will be issued on Monday. So watch that space.
Oh, my God.
So the question is, does Trump announce his candidacy before or after that? We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many factors being woven into that question. And one is, if he runs for president, bye-bye money from Save America PAC. Loses access to that cash.
Right.
The other thing is, the Republicans have already publicly stated, the Republican Party, Ronna McDaniel, have already said that if he runs for president, they will stop paying his legal bills.
Right.
So that's another big catch here. Now, I think one of the more likely possibilities is Donald Trump will continue to dangle the idea of running like he did prior to 2016. If you remember, Donald Trump in 2012, for example, was kind of toying with the idea, will he, won't he? Turned out to be a big promotion for the Celebrity Apprentice. He was just using the idea of maybe running for president so he could promote his TV show. That might be the way he operates with all of this. Maybe just using the possibility of this to forestall any legal ramifications.
And this goes back to my prediction months ago that he really isn't running for president in 24. and I said at the time that there are multiple reasons that that could be the case. And judging from the events of the last 48 hours between the Alex Jones text and the FBI raid, it's all over for this guy. And I would be surprised at this point. First of all, I don't believe he'll be elected president again. Secondly, I believe there's a strong chance he won't be the GOP nominee because of what may happen between now and that convention in Wisconsin.
That's right.
And further, he may not even get a chance to announce it before he's already facing deep legal trouble. I mean, what happened at the raid yesterday that lasted 9 hours at his place, that's on top of the other five investigations that are underway on this guy.
Yep.
And they're all closing in. And now that he's not president anymore, doesn't have the protection of the Defense Department or the Justice Department, he's out on his own.
Yes, he is. And I'm here for it. I'm totally here for it. In fact, I broke out the cooler, and I think I've got a lawn chair in the closet.
Good.
Yeah, you know what, because I'm going to get a nice...
You've always said that you would do this.
Yeah, right. Just sit outside the fence at the maximum security federal penitentiary and just have a cooler full of beverages there and an umbrella to, you know, the sun. Don't want to be too hot out there. And
a big umbrella with Joe Biden's face on it.
Exactly. Like a dark Brandon logo or meme on there.
Sure.
Yeah. And just sit there and laugh. Just laugh and laugh and laugh. Like, giant cigar, giant stogie in my mouth. Yeah. Endless.
Okay, then still I quit going. As your son.
Okay.
Yes, that's me sitting outside the gate, laughing at Donald Trump.
That laugh is infectious.
Right. So this is all wonderful news, and we've got more to come. There's more stuff here, more things to talk about here on the show today.
I can't imagine.
Okay, more show right after these words.
Bob Seska plays more music.
When's the last time you picked up your phone? Just to call and say hello. Feels like we don't talk like we used to.
The great Logan Piercy right here is one of my favorites. This is called Gunstock. Link in the description to support Logan and all of our indie bands here on the show. BobSeska.com/music to submit. Please submit. Submit to me.
Submit.
Yes. All right, getting back into things here. So they've already started targeting judges, and I think they're way out on a limb in terms of who they've decided approved this search warrant. I'm not exactly sure if this is the guy. I mean, it might be the guy. I mean, I don't know for sure, but I don't think they know for sure either. And I'm talking about the Red Hats here. I know Donald Trump Jr. tweeted this piece out that quotes Politico, in which Politico said that it could be one of three magistrates in the Southern District of Florida. It could be Judge Bruce Reinhart. It could be William Matthewman. or it could be Ryan McCabe. And they have decided, and I'm talking about the Republicans have decided that it's Bruce Reinhardt. And this is probably a situation that could turn, I don't think I'm going out on a limb saying this, but this could turn dangerous for Bruce Reinhardt.
Or any of the judges, depending on how this shakes out. This, again, by the way, not only poses the threat of violence, as you're saying, but this is also part of their attempted narrative that this is a political prosecution.
Yeah.
And here again, we have to bat this down. Mm-hmm. We have to stand up for the rule of law and the process and the processes that we're gone through to get us to this point.
Yeah, it says here, according to Politico, the court's online database shows two recent warrant applications, both assigned to Reinhardt, were entered into its system on Monday, though information about the targets of those warrants is sealed. So it's quite possible that it could be Bruce Reinhardt. But they don't know. Right. But yet they're saying that it is. And that's going to put Bruce Reinhardt in serious danger, you know, some sort of physical jeopardy. And remember all the screaming they were doing about how, a handful of protesters showed up at the street outside of Brett Kavanaugh's house?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. After the Dobbs decision. Uh-huh. Well, suddenly all the outrage about that is going to go out the window as soon as they all start to show up at Bruce Reinhardt's house.
Oh, sure. Now judges will be fair game in their book after whining about it earlier this week.
And I assure you, there's lots of doxing going on. Like, they're already connecting, they're trying to connect this guy, Bruce Reinhardt, this judge, to Jeffrey Epstein.
This is them politicizing this investigation.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it's not just politicizing it, it's turning it into,
physical violence.
Yeah, physical threats. Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm, exactly. Mm-hmm. Which is not new to them. Obviously, see also the insurrection itself. Right. And, I thought for sure that they were going to try something in the Department of Justice downtown. I thought for sure that today there would be Red Hat protesters standing around outside. You know, I guess it could happen at any time, and I don't know that it will. But I wouldn't be surprised if it did. So we got to be ready for all of that.
There's one other thing, and that is an article in The New Yorker that I hope this gets spread farther than just that. An article saying, according to General Mark Milley, that Trump said he wanted his generals to be as loyal to him as Hitler's generals were to him. And I think Red Hats need to hear that. I think that quote needs to be amplified.
On top of the fact that he rejected including wounded veterans in his Kim Jong-un style Bastille Day style parade because they don't look good for him. Is one.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that didn't seem to phase the Red Hats, but the word Hitler might get their attention.
That's true.
Along with the idea of selling American secrets to foreign governments, if that proves to be the case.
Yes. That's just the thing. I cannot believe they're walking into this propeller. They're absolutely lining up behind Donald Trump, or I should say in front of him as human shields in front of Donald Trump. And they don't know what this is all about. They have no clue. Dan Bongino had no blessed idea why the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago.
Clueless.
It could be anything. I mean, what if it was like child pornography in that? I'm not saying that it was, and it's probably not, obviously.
No, right.
But what if it was? You don't stick your neck out like that unless you're suicidal, for God's sake.
Right. Well, there were idiots who went down with Richard Nixon, and we're going to see that again here.
Yeah.
But also, as with Nixon, I think a lot of rats are going to be jumping ship between now and Election Day.
Yes, they are. Meantime, Eric Trump was on Fox News Channel.
I'm Eric.
And yeah. Thank you. And invoking Benghazi, he said, how about the Benghazi scandals? You want to talk about scandals that were never investigated, he said? I mean, when he says shit like that, and you're a if you're watching Fox News Channel and you're a Republican supporter of Donald Trump, and you hear Eric Trump say, they never investigated Benghazi, on some level, do you say to yourself, well, that's not true. I know they did at least there were half a dozen investigations by the House Republicans alone.
If you're a Fox viewer, you seize the anger of the moment, forgetting anything that came before.
Yeah, but I mean, like, here's another example. during the first Clinton run for the White House in 1992. And there were all these allegations that he was cheating on Hillary, is having sex with all these women, and so on. Yeah, on some level, we all kind of acknowledge that that is the truth, at least privately. No, I think we all understood what was going on there. and they clearly don't.
But having a clue has never been key to their presentation.
No, that is, I mean, that is absolutely true. Right. Meantime, the House Judiciary Republicans, which I think that Twitter account is either run by Jim Jordan or someone close to Jim Jordan. Mm-hmm. They tweeted out last night, if they can do it to a former president, imagine what they can do to you.
Right.
And yeah, I do imagine what they could do to
sure.
me.
Sure. If you and I were to sell secrets to a foreign government and lead a violent yes. insurrection against our government, yes, they could do that to me too.
Right. So if I stole, just like you were saying, if I stole classified documents from the White House, I certainly hope that they would raid my house to get those documents back. Please explain, Jim Jordan and House Judiciary Republicans, please explain why they shouldn't do that.
Right.
I'd like to know. Just because he's the former president doesn't mean jack shit. When you invoke the rule of law and say you respect the rule of law, that means that if a former president or your mom or whoever breaks the law, then that person is going to be subject to the entire investigatory process. That's just how it goes.
Right. Law and order.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. And speaking of that, before we wrap up, I got to mention the fact that, in fact, we have right here collusion. We have collusion.
You tell.
Yes. Well, Paul Manafort admitted in an exclusive interview with mm-hmm. the Business Insider that he shared campaign polling data with a suspected yes. Russian intelligence officer, Konstantin Kalimnik, to lay out the groundwork for future business dealings for himself and not to help Donald Trump get elected. He was trying to leverage his connections with Trump to get more money from pro-Russia oligarchs.
Right.
Right. Manafort acknowledged he was aware that he shared confidential polling data from the Trump campaign with Konstantin Kalimnik, a business associate with suspected ties to Russian intelligence. In 2021, Spies. The Treasury Department found that Kalimnik then shared data deemed as sensitive information on polling and campaign strategy with mm-hmm. Russian spies.
Right.
The department then sanctioned Kalimnik for his transaction. So as far as I'm concerned, that signifies collusion. Yeah! And we always knew that was the case, right?
Right.
And finally, this talking point is being spread far and wide. Obviously, it's now been replaced by screaming about the raid on Mar-a-Lago. But Republicans are basically saying that the Inflation Reduction Act creates 87,000 new auditors to raid your personal life, to
can you imagine?
Audit your taxes.
I got the job offer, didn't you?
Yes. Yes, I turned them down, but at least they were kind here. Enough to offer.
Yeah, it was nice.
Well, actually, Schapitl, I think that's her name. Schapitl is her
I'm
last
sure
name.
I'm sure that's correct.
Yeah, well, anyway, the staffer for the Senate Finance Committee, who's an expert on the IRS, said the other day, that Republicans are saying these are auditors, these 87,000 hirees per the Inflation Reduction Act.
Right.
They're saying they're auditors. They are not auditors. This includes technology staff and customer service. Also, these employees will be added over 10 years, over a 10-year span. Many of these workers will be replacing retiring workers.
Uh-huh.
The IRS workforce is old. The IRS will not have 87,000 new auditors at any point.
The IRS equipment is old, too. If I may add this, the IRS has been neglected and starved for years now, thanks to Republicans who were pissed off that the IRS began to question the tax-free status of Republican organizations that claim to be charities but were actually political PACs.
Right.
And because the IRS started to crack down on those Tea Party groups who had set up these fake charities, the Republicans were furious and have every day since defunded and degraded the IRS. This is a good thing. This IRS enforcement is so significant, it will pay for all of the climate stuff that Biden is doing in this bill. It will pay for all of the programs and have money left over to reduce the national deficit. There's nothing to not like about the Inflation Reduction Act that's about to pass. And this beefing up of the IRS is not only not what Republicans say it is, it's one of the best things to happen to this nation in a couple of decades.
Right. So it's important to get the real word, the real facts out as best we can. Yeah. Okay. So we got lots more to talk about. We're going to shove everything over into the Shadow Docket show on our Patreon page coming up here in just a second. As soon as this music is done playing, we keep on talking. We call it the Shadow Docket. It is act three of our show. We do the first two acts for free, and then the third act is, and it's really the high watermark. It's the culmination. It's the climax of the program, so you don't want to miss it. Again, that's BobSeskaShow.com or Patreon.com/BobSeskaShow. If you can't remember either of those things, just go to BobSeska.com. Just beneath the logo, you'll see an all caps link for Patreon. Click that logo, select $5 per month on Patreon, put your information in, and you've got it. You're there. You've done it. You are joining us on this Shadow Docket, right?
Yes. Right.
You will join us. You will join us. You will join us.
Don't make a subpoena, you.
I'm sending subliminal messages. I'm sending an IRS auditor to your house.
Hey, my parting message to the free folks, don't let them control the narrative. Remember their motivation to step up our own motivation.
That's right. So we're going to talk about the latest from the Alex Jones situation.
Right.
Got a list here of Dark Brandon's successes that we just want to recap.
Yes, please.
Ronnie Jackson ate something really disgusting and admitted to it on television the other day. I'm not sure why. And a whole lot more. Oh, my God, yes. This pro-Trump apparel company. That's been
he's going to eat it on election day.
Sweaty, drunken Ronnie Jackson. Okay. Let's see what else here. Oh, yeah. And, oh, God. I don't want to bring the show down right at the end. We're going to talk about polio for a sec. Yes, polio is sadly a thing.
It is.
Yeah.
It's back. It's one of our many pandemics.
Yes, the many pandemics of the United States of America. Well, you know what? We should work for like a half a dozen. Make it a nice, even number. Right now, we're at potentially three.
All right.
I think we can do better. We're the United States, American exceptionalism. Hey, I think we can make it half a dozen.
If we can mismanage three, we can mismanage 10.
All right. So, yes. Good luck to us all.
Chin up.
Yeah. Yeah. I think this is all wonderful news. I think this is all a great sign for our future. We just have to hold it together. That's it.
Right.
That's it. We just have to keep winning elections. And
do the work.
The hits will keep coming for sure. All right, folks, take care. See you next time. Bye-bye.